guardianship, I was not happy. And so I went out and sat in the foyer in the little area, got me a cup of coffee, and was drinking coffee and having a conversation with the Lord. And I was not happy about it.
Sometimes you gotta have coffee with Jesus.
And he's
every day.
And he really helped me understand. I don't know God's plans for my bonus daughter. But I know my God loves. He created every one of us. Period. He has been to church with my bonus daughter.
That's awesome.
Had I went in there with that hammer, I could have damaged and harmed what God is doing.
That's true. You could have went in there and God's trying to change his destination.
How many times, brother? Yeah, how many times do we do that? I'm guilty. I've done it.
Yeah.
You know?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Would now be a good time for some prayer requests. Got me leaking. I got the rivers of living waters, and sometimes it leaks out.
My face is leaking.
We do have a few prayer requests this morning. Loretta Pierce is having a third attempt procedure to remove a stone from her pancreas this morning. Two Moreland firefighters sustained burns when their truck was overran by flames. Max Clark was treated for burned arm and release. Jared Britton has burns on both arms, head and face area, and is in the burn unit at Baptist and OKC. And I have a praise report. It's okay. I haven't got all the details on it yet. I haven't got all the details on it yet, but Nikolai Cherry, who I've asked for a prayer request for, he was in jail. He's out of jail. And I've got to get with him and find out the exact details. But last I heard, the drugs that they found on him were inconclusive. They test the drugs, and it came back inconclusive. They were filing fentanyl, and it just didn't. Some stuff wasn't right, and me and some other people, we have been praying and believing for God to show up for this young man. And the test came back inconclusive, and therefore he's out.
That's awesome.
So I'm hoping and believing that I can get with him soon and get the details.
That's awesome.
So go God.
Amen.
Angela Jenkins is tuned in on Facebook, and she said hello, Joe. And she asked us to also continue to pray for Ricky, her son.
Hi, Angela. That's my cousin's ex-wife.
Yeah.
Love you, Angela.
I've known her since we was kids.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, Ricky. I seen that. I was about to start crying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. It's all right. So, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you right now in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray over these people right now, Lord, these prayer requests. I pray over my cousin, Ricky Jenkins, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you bring healing to his body and that you give him peace and his family. his mom Angela and his dad Chris, his brothers and sister, Lord, that even his grandma and grandpa's, Lord, that everybody would have just peace. But you know, God, I know that you are a miracle working God, and Lord, I speak against that cancer in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you heal him from his head to his toe, Lord. That we all have purpose, God. And I pray for Ricky, Lord. I pray that he comes to know you as his personal Lord and Savior, Lord. Jesus, that you would make yourself real in his life. That he would come to know you and to call you Lord. To know how good you are and what you've done for him, Lord. And Lord, I pray for Loretta Pierce, Lord, that, you know, having a third attempt procedure to remove a stone from her pancreas, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you would allow the third time to be the right time, Lord, that you would allow control of the doctor's hands, Lord. Let them get the stone out, Lord. Let it roll away just like you rolled it away from the tomb, Father. Bring healing to her body. Help her to just have healing. Let her recover quickly and have no more issues in the name of Jesus. Lord, for the two Moreland firefighters that sustained burns, Lord, Max Clark and Jared Britton, Lord, I just pray that you would be with those two young men, Lord, that you would bring healing to their body, that you would be with their family, that you would be with that whole community, and let that whole community, let those two men and their families see how good you are, God. I pray that there would be no scarring, no real issues from the burns, Lord, that everything would heal up, that they'd be able to have a great testimony, God, of how you brought them out of that. And any other prayer requests, Lord, that might not have been sent in or that I've missed. I hope I haven't missed anything, Lord, but you know the needs of your people. You know what's going on. God, I just pray that you would feel the need, that you would minister to the hearts, that you would bring healing. Your word says, by your stripes we have healing, Lord. And Jesus, everything that you went through, it was for a reason, it was for a purpose. And God, because you rose again, we have your spirit. And Lord, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for ministering and bringing healing to these people on these prayer requests. You know, the Loretta thing, I know what it's like when you have somebody going in for surgery multiple times, Lord. Like my daughter Lily, who's had like 13 surgeries on her knee. Lord, I know what that family's going through, and I just pray that you give them peace, and I pray that you give her peace, and knowing that you have it all under control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares. Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour Power. Our guest for this morning is Joel Kelly. Back to you. I don't know why I felt so awkward there. It felt weird.
Because we usually give them a chance to...
Oh, yeah. If you can announce your church. You already spoke about the Refuge and being
the
at
refuge.
New Liberty.
The Refuge at New Liberty.
I'm sorry we can't put it like an echo.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet. They say I got a face for radio. But
that's what they told me, too.
No.
If I'm here.
No way.
And I don't wrestle no more.
You know, going back to the scripture and not judging and knowing, like, you know, it's not karma. That's the word of God. Like Jesus is word, you know, and we know it to be true if Jesus said it, you know, as believers, like, we know that, you know, he was sinless and blameless,
mm-hmm.
and Peter, somebody that was right there with him, you know, except for when he denied him 3 times, but Peter, right, the guy that we see with this total transformation after Pentecost, once he receives the Holy Spirit, like, he goes from a fisherman, you know, rowdy, to all of a sudden, like, just man of God, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what the Holy Spirit does.
Uh-huh.
But I say all that because in 1 Peter 2:22, he writes, he committed no sin, talking about Jesus, neither was deceit found in his mouth. So, you know, that's just, like, confirmation to me, like, that I can trust what Jesus says. You know, this guy would know. And I was telling somebody the other day, you know, I was like, if you ever doubt, like, what... if, like, Jesus really died for you or anything like that, like, know that even if Jesus wasn't the Son of God, he still had time to back out. He mm-hmm. still could have said, no, okay, I'm sorry. And they wouldn't have crucified him. They wouldn't have killed him. Being who he is, the Son of God, he could have said, all right, this is too much. I don't want to do this. And the angels literally would have came down and picked him up, right? But yet he still went through it. And the night before in the Garden of Yosemite, he was stressed out so much, he was crying and sweating blood. Like that is, I think it was my wife looked it up, like how traumatizing that is. And that's like a serious, like you are stressed to the max. Like I've been stressed, like when I had COVID for the first time, I got pneumonia and like they were wanting to send me to the hospital. We were in South Texas. We didn't have a family doctor, so I had to go to the emergency room. Emergency room at the time wasn't doing nothing for nobody.
Right.
So they were like, oh, we're going to send you to the hospital in Corpus. Well, hospital in Corpus, everybody was dying. Like, there was a bunch of people dying, and I'm like, God, don't send me to the hospital. Like, whatever. And I sat in the emergency room, like, literally, I don't even remember how many hours. But it was enough that the original doctor came back on shift, and he said, this is crazy. All right, I'm not going to make you sit here no more. And he gave me an oxygen machine to take home. And that's how I got over it. Praise God. But I say all that Why did I say all that? Shoot, where was I going with that, man? Trust in God. Yep, that don't ring a bell.
Well, that was trust right there. God provided you the oxygen to take home and get because you chose be persistent with that doctor.
Yeah. Well, literally, I was like laying there like lifeless and you know, just praying, and that doctor came in and was like, all right, this is crazy. I'm getting you a machine. You can go home. And it was like, oh, thank you, God.
You went in sweat and blood.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. That's why I went there. I said all that because my body was so stressed. I had longer hair. I was losing hair left and right. Mm-hmm. Like, and I felt like I completely aged. Like, I don't think I had. I think I had some gray in my beard, but it was like overnight. And it's like, oh. And like, I could literally get up, and on my pillow there'd be hair. Wow. Never happened before. I got thick hair. Like, I shave it. Now, this is a choice. This isn't because I'm bald. Like, I have hair, and it's really thick. But I'd be in the shower washing it, and it was, like, just coming out. And that's from, like, your body being completely stressed. And even at that, like, I still wasn't stressed enough that I was sweating blood.
Right.
Like, that's beyond. Like, that's crazy. And knowing that he could have backed out of it and still chose to do it tells me, it reassures in me that, okay, he is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, then all the disciples, everybody that was close to him, literally, they said, we can't deny him, except for Judas, right? But he had to betray him. You know, that's mm-hmm. a whole other thing. But all the others, they literally did what they had to do to profess who Jesus was and to proclaim the gospel, and literally knew that they were going to die, and they did it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
They could have ran. You know, Peter could have stayed in that three times denying Jesus. He could have stayed with that, but he didn't. And when the Holy Spirit came, you know, Jesus said, it's better that I leave, because the one that comes after me, talking about the Holy Spirit. You know, we literally have his Spirit. All the miracles that was going on, people coming to him getting healed, demons being cast out, all that stuff was through the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We have that. You know, he says we need to fast and pray and do all those things. But we have that same Spirit. And you see the change in Peter after the Holy Spirit. He's the one that literally gets up and starts talking about Joel and how it refers to who Jesus is as the Messiah, you know, telling, you know, his fellow Jews about what they missed, you know, who they just crucified, you know. And I say all that because it's just, to me, it's reassuring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's reassuring that knowing that, man, they could have got away. They could have got away. I know John, the beloved one, self-proclaimed. He didn't die. He's like the only one that didn't die, right? But I think somebody had problems with it, if I remember reading, right? And Jesus said, what's it to you? You know,
yeah.
You know, and...
Oh, that's a good point, too. Jesus told him, mind your business.
Yeah, mind your own
business. It's not your business what I'm doing with his life.
Mind your own business, Sharon.
Oh.
Samantha, stay over there. Mind your own business. Yeah. Yeah, so anyways, going along with all this, man, I remember there was a job I was working. I was working in the oil field, and I had transferred from one district to another, and I was supervisor. Well, any kind of new supervisor coming in, like, you get tested. Like, they want to, like, see what you know and what you mm-hmm. don't know. And that's fine. Like, I knew that was going to happen. I would do the same thing, you know? Like, you don't want a leader that doesn't know what they're doing, you know? Yeah, you know, Jesus even talks later on in this verse, like, can the blind lead the blind, you know? That's the same thing. Like, you got to have somebody that knows what they're doing. And, but there was two guys. There was two guys that literally just, they had it out for me. I don't know. I guess, you know, just because I was coming in, I don't know. I think one of them wanted my job. Anyways, they had it out for me, and I didn't even realize, you know, until a little later on. And they were going in the office to our bosses and complaining about me, talking trash, you know, lying about me, all this stuff. And then I find out, and like my first thought, my first instinct is like, let's go knock some heads, you know, like you're about to get pre-Jesus Joel, you know what I mean? and like I just got like gut checked like by the Holy Spirit, and it was like, you know, His word is just constant, like give it to Him, you know, give it to Him. Like, it's not our battle, it's His battle. Vengeance belongs to the Lord, you know. Victory is His. So I was like, all right. I said, God, I give it to You. I don't want it. I know, you know, if I went and tried to handle it myself, it could get really ugly and bad. I don't want any of that. And I was like, I just want You to take care of it. I trust You. And this was like the really first time like I'd done that, you know. And it didn't happen overnight. You know, it never seems to. You gotta like stay okay. All right, God, I'm still believing, still praying. And then all of a sudden, one day, it was literally crazy. One guy turned on the other guy, got him fired. So it was literally like reading like Old Testament when God would have an army like fight itself. Yeah.
Yep.
And I was my mind was blown. Like I'm like, I don't wish nothing bad on the guy, you know. I was like, I hope he finds a job, but at the same time, ha, you know, like God is good, you know. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that, Lord. But especially now, like I don't feel no ill towards those guys at all. But so one guy was left, and there was still a little bit of friction, you know, but it wasn't bad. It was okay. And then he eventually left as well. And then, you know, I'm talking to my boss, and he's like, yeah. He said, I don't believe all that stuff. He was like, I know you're good. You're doing a good job. You just keep doing what you're doing. And I learned in that moment, like, it's important to keep integrity, and it's important to trust in God, because He's going to take care of whatever situation we have going on. And I just thought it was funny because, and it tied into this, well, at least in my mind, because what they dished out, they got back.
Right.
And it, like I said, it's not karma. It's the word of God.
Mm-hmm. You reap what you sow.
Yeah.
That's what I was just about picking up to say. It's the reaping and sowing.
Mm-hmm.
The sowing and reaping. You know, and something the Lord showed me not too long ago, and it was like, okay, I had to ask God to cancel some harvest, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Because my words are seeds.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
And what I speak, I'm gonna reap the harvest of the seed from the seeds of my words, the seeds of my mouth.
Right.
And you know, we've got to get better. I've got to be better, you know, and watch what seeds I'm putting out. Because I'm going to reap the harvest one day.
Yeah.
There's going to be a harvest.
It's true.
And, you know, if you've said things, if you've sown seeds that you don't really want the harvest of now, ask God, talk to God, ask Him to cancel that harvest, kill those seeds, don't let them be fruitful, you know. We get, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I still learning.
Oh, yeah.
And let me say this with that. Just because Monica is in transition, just because I'm learning, does not make it okay for me to mess. I mean, I'm going to mess up, but it doesn't make it okay. You know what I'm saying? For me to do something out of line, out of character, thank you. For me to do something out of character and then say, it's okay, I'm in transition. No. It's okay because I'm learning and I'm trying to do better. And what I did was not okay. And I'm sorry I did that. And I have personally had to ask for forgiveness because
I couldn't tell you how many times I've had to ask for forgiveness.
Same.
I didn't handle some things well.
Listen, I think we need grace more.
And I did a lot of damage. But I came to the end of it. I hit rock bottom. And God was so faithful. And he began to change me on the inside. And so, as he brought up some issues, some situations, I wanted to be pleasing to my God. And he educated me. He taught me. And I asked, I repented. I asked for forgiveness and repented. And then I went to a few people and made amends, asked for forgiveness, mm-hmm. and told them, I'm so sorry that I did not handle that properly. And I'm so sorry for the damage that my actions has caused. And I'm sorry for the hurt that I added to. The hurt I added to the hurt. I had to go to a few of my grandchildren and my son and my bonus daughters because I did not handle the death of my husband and then 14 months later the death of my daughter. I did not handle that well at all.
That's a lot of weight.
Yes.
I did not handle that.
Well, you handled it
in a godly way.
Mm-hmm.
But God is so faithful.
Yeah, yes, he is.
He gives us the opportunity to set things straight. If we will only stand up. Throw the pride stick down. And let me remind you about this pride stick. Just like this pen I hold in my hand. Just like the pen. Just like this pen, y'all. There's two ends to this pen. Mm-hmm. Same with pride. You have arrogance. Mm-hmm. I don't need nobody. I got this.
Yeah.
One extreme. Other extreme. Shyness. Oh, what will they think? Oh, I don't know because this person may think that. I don't know if I want them to. It's still a me, my. And I concern. It's pride. We've got to break it and throw it. But I had to get over myself and humble myself and go and make the amends. I can't go back and undo it. Like I told my son, I'm so sorry that I lost focus of what I still had here. But I will do my best to allow my Jesus to change me, to do better, and become who he wants me to be.
you know, the fact that you're humble enough to say that, you know, you're constantly learning but yet you're still in ministry. You know, this is ministry. Like, that's real life. You know what I mean? Like, it's not swept up under the rug. You know, like, for so long, it seemed like that's what pastors and stuff did. But, man, it's real life. Like, it's messy. Like, we're all in this together, you know. And what you was talking about, hitting rock bottom, like, the Lord gave it to me when you said it. Sometimes, or we have to hit rock bottom to get to the rock, the foundation, so he can plant and build a good foundation. Because, you know, he even talks about, you know, the wise man builds his house. He digs down to the bedrock, you know. He's got to get down to the rock. Sometimes we got to get down, and that's the place that he can actually build on our core and our foundation of following him and our faith.
And it took a lot. I mean, my family, at some point, had to quit. My family, as I'm falling, as I'm on my fall, they would throw pillows under me. Because they love me. And they knew I was hurting. But didn't know how to reach me. You know? And they would throw pillows. But they loved me enough to hear from God. And he told them, let her hit the bottom. Because that's where I'm going to meet her. When she hits that rock bottom, she's going to find me, her rock. And that's what happened.
You can't go no further.
My family had to quit subsidizing my lifestyle. And I know they hurt. It was hard for them to watch. But they did the right thing for me. They let me hit the bottom. Man, I probably bounced a few times too. You know?
Yeah.
But it's when I hit that bottom. When I hit that rock on the bottom, I found my rock. My Jesus.
You know, I know it's like nothing compared to what you've gone through. Like that's nobody can blame you for you know, falling on something like that. That's tough. I can't imagine. Like, that's really tough.
God has been very faithful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously you're here today. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's great.
And there was times that I honestly should not have been. I mean, I should not, by the world's standards, be sitting here today. But God.
Yeah, good thing.
He truly is.
Yeah, we go off his standards.
He is life.
Yep.
I died at 12 years old. My physical eyes. My physical eyes closed. I'm here to tell you today, if you don't know for sure, I'm here to tell you today. I know he's real. Jesus is very real. At 12 years old, I died. My physical eyes closed. And for just a moment, it was dark. And I heard my name.
In that darkness, I heard my name.
And when I heard my name, my spiritual eyes opened. And as I laid there, enduring what I was enduring, I saw the heavens open. I can tell you, he rides down on clouds. He is very real. Very real.
I think that's an awesome testimony.
He's very real. Yeah. And that's one of the things with TikTok that I do, is I go through and I find, you know, groups. Mm-hmm. And every opportunity he gives me, I share that testimony. I don't go into great detail. But I share what he puts on my heart to share in that moment. Same thing with this hour of power. And it has not always been an easy. But it has always, always been worth it.
That's awesome. I love you. That's awesome. So literally, that movie, what is that movie where that kid goes to heaven?
Heaven is for real.
Yeah. So you know that's to be true. Like, to true.
I just read another one that I hadn't heard of. I think it was from, like, 2004, The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven. He was internally decapitated in a car accident. It's a pretty amazing story, too.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I didn't go to heaven, but I did sit on the clouds with my Jesus. And I cannot tell you all the things that I seen. But it was amazing to sit on a cloud with Jesus. But the attack of the enemy when I woke up, when I came back, the next morning, the attack was very real.
That's what he does. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. Let you know when you're on the right place, though, when you're doing the right thing. Like my wife, I got home this morning, she said she couldn't sleep last night, that everything, all these different things were happening, and I was like, well, I guess we're doing something right. And she said, that's what Pastor Tammy said.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're doing something right, That's a powerful testimony.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
God's faithful.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
All the time. That's like one thing you can like take to the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is like God's faithfulness and how good he is.
Amen.
And man, when you were saying something, there was something I thought the Spirit said, but now it's gone. That'll come back. Just from the Spirit, that'll come back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, any final words? It's told you this hour passes by fast.
It's already been an hour.
Yeah. A little bit over.
An hour 20. Oh, wow. You know, Tammy told me the other day, she was telling me about, you know, the hour of power. She was like, yeah, one time I went 2 hours and I just died laughing. I was like, are you serious? Like, I set my, like, timer because I feel like I don't ever talk enough. So, like, I'm like, okay, I'll look at it and be like, all right, dude, you got to go at least 5 more minutes. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, other people, they set it because they're like, they got to shut up. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah. Tammy tries to get hers condensed within the hour. Yeah. So, it flies
funny,
by,
man.
Though.
It
we
really
have,
does.
We have lots of fun in here. So,
that's awesome.
It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was.
Thank
very
you
nice
for
to meet
taking
y'all.
Time out of your busy schedule to come join us and share what was on your heart. And you'll have to come back and see us again.
Oh, I would love it. I'd love it.
You have been tuned to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and our brother, Joel Kelly. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.